have found the Business Broker Growth Show with your host, Jason Cutter. This is the podcast for brokers who are ready to stop hoping for deals and start growing their pipeline. Our goal is to bring you strategies, stories, and insights that will be a catalyst to move you quickly from transactional deal makers to trusted advisors. Time for Business Broker Growth.
Hey everybody, Jason here. Welcome to the after show of the Business Broker Growth Show. I've got with me Kurt Mayer from IBA, Pacific Northwest Business Brokerage. We just finished the main part. This is the after show. Kurt, how was that? How was the first segment from your end?
I thought it was great, Jason. I think we covered all of the points in pretty good detail, and hopefully left the brokers with some good direction.
Yeah, I know for me, and I say this to the guests that come on the show, and I talk about this kind of behind the scenes, but I love having people like you on the show, and I love all the stuff that you share, because then I take a lot of notes. If anyone watches, I'm writing nuggets down, I'm writing things down that, that come to mind. And there was so much stuff that you put into that first episode that you gave to brokers and, potential business owners, people looking to buy a business. You were talking about franchises. So lots of stuff. And then in this after show, in this kind of post segment, I want to go through the questions I ask every guest and get your kind of tips and or opinions and thoughts on where this is. And we'll start with the first one, because you've been in the space. Again, you went from anyone wants to tune in to part one. You can hear the background. Obviously, it'll be in the show notes as well. But you went from the Navy and submarines to corporate to entrepreneurship. And these three chapters of your life, like you said, these three big segments is question number one would be, what will brokers need to survive in the year 2030?
Well, I think that when they're selling in 2030, they're still going to be selling to folks that are, the tail end of the baby boom generation and such that are relatively old school. So I think what they're going to need to be successful is to remain being part of that old school community and approach, and not think that AI or some tool is going to be, your ticket to success. It's going to be developing relationships where people know, like, and trust you, and where you are the authority in the business brokerage community and such. And so I think what they're going to need then is to remind themselves that a lot of face-to-face, belly-to-belly time is needed to be able to get that done.
Makes sense. So then leading into the second question, which would be, what is the number one technology shift you see coming to M&A?
I do see the use of AI and ChatGPT and tools like that. I see that as helping in terms of speed and efficiency, in terms of business evaluation becoming quicker, putting your confidential business memorandum together, being able to craft it and customize it in a way that's just quicker and crisper and more impressive. But at the end of the day, even with all these tools, the way that you're going to differentiate yourself is going to be through you, your own personality, and what somebody, feels about you and how much confidence they have in you. Because, the differentiation in a profession like this is the knowledge, experience, and skill you have. And being able to communicate that to your clients who are the owners.
Short and long term, it's always going to be a relationship business. Tech can help, technology can help speed up some of the repetitive things and the things that could be automated, leaving someone with their most important part as a broker, M&A intermediary, which is the relationships and the skills and the experience to help that transactions exit successfully, because technology is not going to be able to do all of that. This isn't a simple transaction like, let's say, a mortgage. So it's and, you know, what I know is that every business is unique, which means that you can't just apply one thing to every, you know, one size fits all doesn't work. When you look at this year, recording this late 2025, so far this year, what's the biggest lesson you've learned?
The biggest lesson is that there will always be transactional activity, regardless of the economy, regardless of the interest rate movements and such. There was concern that with interest rates being so high, that would limit the buyer interest in acquiring businesses, and that has not been the case. I would say that, as I mentioned in the preliminary our initial conversation, that the activity level is very, very high, that the demand of buyers is very, very high, because again, I think buyers who are in corporate environments see that layoffs will continue, you know, indefinitely, and taking control of your life by owning a business is really the way to go. So, you know, I think the transactional activity remaining very high is very pleasing to us in the business brokerage world. And I don't see that dissipating anytime soon.
If you're listening to this and thinking, I want this level of authority, I just don't have the time to build it, that's exactly what Business Broker Growth does for you. Most brokers know that they need consistent content, better positioning, and real digital visibility. They just don't have the bandwidth to create it or the systems to keep it going. And that's what we build for you. The content engine, the visibility strategy, and authority signals, everything you need that we've talked about here. So if you want this impact without adding another full-time job to your plate, go to businessbrokergrowth.com to learn more about what it would look like for your business. Now back to the episode. No, for sure not. What are you most excited about, you know, for next year in your business, especially with your role with IBA on the, you know, more on the biz dev side for growing the business?
The frequency of presenting new franchise opportunities to buyers in addition to existing businesses. I think that franchising is on the rise across the country and certainly here in the Pacific Northwest. And again, it gets back to the fact that there's limited inventory of profitable businesses for sale, and that many individuals want to take control of that process. And we're very fortunate here at IBA. It requires a license to be able to sell franchises. And, our team is licensed to do this and has the knowledge of who the best franchisors are. You know, there's probably 4,000 franchises out there, and we represent maybe a tenth of them. So again, blue chippers that can validate and are going to be successful. And so with our knowledge of what territories are available and with the ability to profile the buyer and determine, you know, what are their strengths, weaknesses, what do they want to do in the business? Do they want to focus more on sales and marketing or on operations and finance? And then put opportunities in front of them that they may never have considered. That's fun. And so I see that, you know, continuing and that activity level increasing next year.
Last question. If you could wave a magic wand, what would be the one marketing strategy or process that you would want implemented automatically for you?
It gets back down to, my mantra of your net worth is equal to your network. So I would want the magic wand to present me with the highest value referral sources. For us would be the best financial advisors, CPAs, transactional attorneys, other business professionals in insurance and such that I know have great relationships with owners. So if I could have a magic wand to present those to me without having to spend a great deal of time finding them, that would be That would be the best for me.
I love it. Then you could do what you do best, which is to take that and then run with it and give value and build relationships and play the long game. I love it. I think that's great. Thank you for sharing all of these. I think it's interesting to think about where the business has been, where it is now, where it's going next as an overall industry. And then, you know, on your side specifically with your experience with IBA and everything that's involved there and also regionally, like what's going on. So I appreciate you on this part. And for people tuning in, again, make sure you check out part one. There was so much that Kurt shared, so many great things that he talked about, both for brokers, business owners, anyone tuning in, you know, make sure to check that out. Also, all the links will be in the show notes, but real quickly, if anyone wants to reach out to you and connect with you, obviously they can do that via LinkedIn. So it's Kurt M. Mayer, M-A-I-E-R. Go to kurtmmayer.com. Also email kurt@ibainc.com. Check out the show notes. We'll have the book that he has available. It's on Amazon in there. Some blog articles about his, the network being your net worth. So all of that would be in there. Again, Kurt, thank you for being on the show and sharing even more stuff in this after show.
No, thanks again, Jason. I appreciate it.
And for everyone tuning in, once again, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this information in, hopefully putting it into action, using it to elevate your game, the industry as a whole. And so we can help the really good people who are focused on being professionals do even more and more and just help those business owners exit successfully. And remember, until next time, stop hoping for deals and start growing your pipeline.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business Broker Growth Show hosted by Jason Cutter. If today's episode helped you think differently about how to build your pipeline and grow your business, share it with another broker who's ready to make the shift from hoping for listings to engineering them. Join us again for the next episode of the Business Broker Growth Show, where brokers become trusted advisors.